Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We're doing live.
And we are in our third hour preparing you for this weekend. Wow, some great games. Every game is going to be exciting. Every game has a storyline or two or three that you're really looking forward to seeing answered. So,
Which game do you really want to see out of the four?
Obviously, Tampa, you know, since you and I have that bet, right?
Right.
You
have a big bet, right.
So that one's huge.
Say if
Kansas
we didn't have a
City.
Bet. Say if we didn't have a bet.
You know, I love Kansas City's the most exciting team. Okay, let me put, so we got Kansas City, then we got the Ravens game.
Ravens-Bills, see,
Green
that's the
Bay
one
game.
For me.
God.
Ravens-Bills is the one, if I had to pick
what,
one
so,
game.
So pick it this way. Okay. Maybe this is still your answer. What storyline of which game is most, you know, just compelling to you, and that's why you're gonna want to watch it?
It's the game that is I think it has the smallest point spread, 2.5, Chris.
Yeah.
Because those two teams, like Kansas City and Cleveland, 10 points. That, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Even Green Bay and the Rams, the 7-point spread, and the other game is another one, Tampa Bay and New Orleans, just 3 points.
Three.
But it's something about these two young quarterbacks. You know, the Bills have had this great year. It seems like the Ravens and Lamar are on a mission. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I'm just looking at that to see, was that just one game and then they go back to where they were, Chris? Do they take another step and get to the AFC Championship game? Like where they were supposed to go, right, this year.
Yep.
After last year. This is where they were supposed to take the next step. So I want to see, do they get there? They fought off the frustrations of the regular season. They got it together, and they're right where we thought they would be which is in the AFC Championship. So that's the game for me.
That's fair. And that probably is looking like the most, like on paper, you would think that's going to be the most competitive game.
Absolutely.
So I give you all of that. I agree with you on all of that. But if of the three, of the four games, if I had to pick one that just is the most intriguing to me, I would say Tampa Bay, New Orleans. Because I just like legendary greatness. You know, it's almost like if LeBron is in the finals against Brooklyn, can they beat, you know what I mean? Can he win his fifth? Can he get one closer to Jordan? And obviously you got Brady in that situation. And like you said, they've been blown out, certainly blown out the last game, beaten handily in the first game. Have they solved that? So that one for me, but I hear you. I mean, look, the bottom line, we're fortunate every game. The only one that might not be good is Kansas City, Cleveland. You know, if the Chiefs just come out clicking.
Right.
But they're so much fun to watch that even if they're, you know, just destroying Cleveland, it'll be exciting. So you can't lose this weekend. And we will get back more into the playoff talk with our man Lamar Mitchell, MGM Grand Race and Sportsbook Director at the bottom of this hour.
The red carpet for me for my birthday. That's all I'm going to say.
You rubbing it in my face, man.
Seriously, you need to get out there. I know Chris and Tom.
I know. I thought we were going. I was set like in the fall, and my wife was like, are you crazy?
Right. She's like, I ain't getting on no plane.
Right, exactly. So, but we're going to stick with the NFL, Rob, but it is looking like, so we got the Lions. Well, let's put it this way. Eric Bieniemy has interviewed for the Lions, the Falcons, the Jaguars, the Jets, the Texans, and the Chargers. Lions, I guess he's got a shot, right? But the Falcons just hired Arthur Smith.
Yeah, they say that Dan Campbell is going to be the Lions.
He's looking like the guy.
That's all the reports, Chris, that it looks like it's him.
You got, obviously, Urban Meyer in Jacksonville, and the Jets just hired Robert Saleh. And so the Texans, Chargers, and maybe the Lions is still kind of open, but it is looking like, and there was a report a few days ago that Eric Bieniemy would likely be shut out. You know, there were different reasons given that, you know, the team is going to go too deep in the playoffs.
Which is nonsense because some of these other guys are getting jobs, Chris. I mean, I'm not buying that.
If you really want a guy, you'll wait. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
How about all the Patriots guys who came off of Bill Belichick's staff?
Absolutely.
What, were they sitting around doing nothing? They were going to Super Bowls. I don't buy that.
Absolutely. And the other one I don't buy too, Rob, and look, well, is what people are, it's out there that Bieniemy doesn't interview well. Now, even last year, there was talk, he just wasn't impressive in the interviews. And that's come up again. And some of the, you know, plugged in people, Tony Dungy and Mike Freeman, Rob, we both know Mike. He's been on the show. Great reporter, columnist for USA Today.
Yeah.
Yes, he's very plugged in. And I'll read what he wrote, and then I'll read the quote in his story from Tony Dungy. And obviously, these guys are more inside than we are, so you got to take this seriously,
We buy into Mike Freeman and the people he's talking to.
So Mike says this, there's no need to repeat the origin of the Bieniemy rumor, but it became a thing recently. Last year, there were people in the NFL quietly spreading the same rumor about Bieniemy that he doesn't interview well. I was specifically told by several team executives that this narrative was circulating. The rumor is, by all accounts, false. Black coaches say privately that if an owner or general manager never wanted to hire a black coach in the first place, they will say the coach interviewed poorly. It's not that white candidates aren't accused of having poor interviews. It's that black ones face this narrative so much it's become almost a running joke with black coaches. Now, here's what Tony Dungy says, Rob. What bothers me is you rarely hear about young white candidates having bad interviews. Whenever I hear about poor interviews, it almost always is about black candidates. My antenna goes up when I hear about black candidates not interviewing well. It reminds me of my own experience in the past. And, Rob, we know
this. It took him forever.
Tony Dungy is not the type of guy that's just going to, you know, make a hot remark about race.
Right.
He's not just going to, you know, throw out racism if he doesn't really feel like it's there.
And he's measured.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, so what are your thoughts?
Yeah. I just can't. It's going to be bad for the NFL if he does get shut out, because Chris, and I don't know, both of us, we're not in the interview.
Exactly.
It's possible.
Right? That he doesn't interview.
But his resume, he has a hell of a resume, Chris.
Yes.
So he might not, maybe everybody's not glib. Everybody's not born, you know what I mean, Chris?
Yeah.
Everybody can't have a radio show. You know what? They might know the hell out of football, basketball, and baseball,
but they can't articulate it
to other people, right? Yep. We know it.
Or they don't have that presence or whatever.
Right. Everybody can't do it, so we get that. But the resume is impeccable. The resume is there, and guys with lesser, Chris, stats and you know, like – the Cliff Kingsbury thing still shakes me from the standpoint, Chris.
Absolutely.
He got fired at Texas Tech. He didn't win a national championship.
Lower level, you failed.
Right. And he was ushered in as like, well, you know, he had a cup of coffee and a sweet roll with McVay, so we got to definitely hire him. Anybody who's connected with McVay, you got to go out and get a young guy with blonde hair, and he's going to be the future. That's what they started doing. And anybody connected with McVay kept getting jobs. And it's wrong. I just don't understand how we can go through another coaching cycle and Eric Bieniemy. Now, it's not over. There's still a couple jobs. I think the Lions job is out. There's really only two jobs because, Chris, he didn't interview with Philadelphia unless they bring him in late. But there's really only two jobs left for him.
Right.
The Chargers.
Well, let me say this.
And the Texans. Those are the two jobs.
And the Texans just feels sullied to me.
No, I'm
like,
not
if
buying
he got that.
That
no.
If he gets it, I'm fine with it. It doesn't matter.
I'm fine
what the process
with it.
Is.
But the fact that, because I've said on the show, Rob, when as soon as they made the coaching change, they need to hire Eric Bieniemy. And I threw in the caveat, you got to do your due diligence, of course.
You got to bring in other
when
people.
When I look
There's
at Deshaun Watson's
that.
Ability, and I look at Pat Mahomes and what Bieniemy's done with him. I mean, what are you waiting for? And they didn't even want to interview him, Rob, until it became a story with Deshaun Watson complaining about the process. And there were reports. Now, he later denied them, but there were reports, you know, some speculation at least, that he was upset. That because here's the deal, Rob. The two leading candidates on their search committee, were people of color. One African-American and one another person of color. And so, there was speculation that, well, Deshaun's upset. He wanted to go to Miami where they happen to have a black GM and a black head coach. So there was talk about, you know, maybe that's why he's so upset. And then Houston decides, we're going to bring in Eric Bieniemy. So, if he gets offered the job, there's only 32 of them. Obviously, it's hard to get one. And you got Deshaun Watson. You got stuff to work with. You got to take it. But it just feels dirty. Because I've said, Rob, I don't want him going in there and everybody thinking Deshaun hired him. No, I don't think that's the right, you know what I mean?
I get that. But I'm just saying, if he gets it, man, take the opportunity.
Right, he's got to do it.
And you got to take the opportunity and roll with it. It doesn't matter when you come in. Everybody, Chris, even in the interview process, is not going to be the first guy that comes in. This, you know what I mean? Like it. Just
but you want the front office, and we've seen this before, Rob, where they're not on the same page with the coach, and you can do, you know what I mean? They can do things to undermine him. You know, it happens a lot.
No.
And so you hope that wouldn't happen. Yeah,
right. That's why it's important to make sure that you know. Everybody's on the same page, because the worst situation you want to get into, Chris, is you get hired, but the GM, the guy upstairs, doesn't really want you. I mean, that's not
absolutely
that's not a best case scenario.
No, because you need their support. I'm gonna throw out a few names, Rob, of other black coaches that I want to get your view on it. But I'm like, some of these guys' names are out there, but this one isn't. for his name not to be being mentioned, Rob, is ridiculous. Jim Caldwell.
Jim, he never should have gotten fired in Detroit.
Nope. He's coached 7 years in the league as a head coach, 4 times made the playoffs, and here's what's amazing. 2 out of 4 years, he made it in Detroit.
Right.
Which is, you know, which is
saying something. You know.
Yes. So he's not even being mentioned?
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
How is he not? His name hadn't even come up.
And remember, when he took over in Indianapolis, they went 14-0, right?
Yep.
And he went. And the other one, Chris, is when he went to Baltimore. You remember they fired their offensive coordinator during the season and brought him in. And what happened? Baltimore won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Caldwell was attached to that team. Do you remember that?
Yep. So that's one that I don't like that his name's not being mentioned. Then you got these guys who are out. Well, here's another one that you didn't hear much about. How about Marvin Lewis, Rob?
I'm going to pass on Marvin Lewis for this reason, Chris. And I'm not saying that he can't get
that he shouldn't be getting interviews?
I'm not saying that. I did not say that. I think that's a hard sell when you're 0-7 in the postseason. There was a lot of problems in Cincinnati when he was there. A lot of player issues. I'm being calling it like I see it.
Right.
He wouldn't be at the top of my list.
Top of anybody's list.
I'm not saying he can't get interviewed, Chris. That's not what I said.
And he's done better than a lot of guys who are still considered candidates. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I agree. But he does have some negatives. Can you admit that?
Yeah. I mean, like you said, you don't. I do think, though, and I think one of the points you're making, hard sell. How do I get my fan base excited about it?
Because let me give you the example. The Lions have won one playoff game since 1957. You can't hire Marvin Lewis, Chris. He's 0-7 in the playoffs. Like that. That's just would be like, how could you hire a guy who's never won a playoff game for a franchise that hasn't won a playoff game?
Okay, if you want to say Detroit.
I'm just saying, right,
but,
sell.
But he, you know, I could sell it too. Like Cincinnati, you know, they don't have the resources necessarily that some of the other places have. Look at them since he left. They made it 7 straight years. He turned them around immediately, and I never got him over the hump.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But let's see if there's a Bill O'Brien we can say the same thing about, right? Will he get a shot down the road?
No, know how it works.
And here's the interesting, Rob, quickly, because we got a break. Robert Saleh. Now, there's some confusion over this because he's Lebanese. And
the first Lebanese coach, right? Head coach.
And congratulations.
NFL.
Yes. Arab American, Lebanese. And I heard today on the radio they called him the 4th coach of color in the league right now. You got Mike Tomlin, of course, Brian Flores, Ron Rivera, and now Robert Saleh, which I think was a great hire. But on the U.S. Census, Lebanese is considered white.
Is that right?
I don't agree with all they got because they got Egyptian under there and all that.
I don't think
Middle Eastern people are really like white, but in the U.S. Census, it does say in the 2018 census, it had white and then Lebanese was one of the things they mentioned under white. And you know, all the Lebanese people I've known have considered themselves white.
Really?
And so it's a question, is he really a coach of color or what, you know? So, but it's 2 head coaches right now, African-Americans in a 32 team league that is 70% black. I don't like it. So 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. I also could have mentioned Byron Leftwich, Raheem Morris, and Gerard Mayo. Now, he's supposedly a candidate in Philly, so we'll see what happens there.
And Romeo Crennel didn't get any more after he took over. I noted that Houston didn't finish that strong.
Yeah. I mean, they got better, but,
not good enough.
Yeah. All right, what do you think? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. What would it say about the NFL if Eric Bieniemy gets shut out of the head coaching hiring cycle once again? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a funky flashback Friday. We're brought to you by Lowe's. Now, whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority, regardless. Lowe's goes beyond the basics, brings you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, Rubbermaid, and so on. Shop LowesForPros.com and choose delivery or pickup in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros, United States only. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on this Eric Bieniemy coaching situation.
All right, let's kick it off. Let's start with Keith in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
What's up, my favorite uncles? Listen,
what's up?
Not only does it say it's no more, it's not, I wouldn't even call it a glass ceiling anymore. It's an actual concrete ceiling. If Eric Bieniemy does not get a job, not only if he doesn't get a job, but if Marvin Lewis, Jim Caldwell, and Raheem Morris don't get another job, it solidifies what the NFL means. You know, that we want you to come run and catch and throw and block, but you can't lead. You know what I mean?
It's hard to argue that, man.
Nah, I can't.
Look at the black quarterbacks now. Remember how long it was said that we couldn't play quarterback? Yeah. We couldn't leave. You know, every single step has been a fight. You know? I mean, it's crazy. So you're right.
I can remember.
You're right.
If I remember, was it Jimmy the Greek when he was talking about Chris and lost his job at CBS over it, the black quarterback and all that? I remember him saying, if the black guys play the quarterback, there'll be no position for the white guys left. He said something like that.
Look, I mean,
that's what he said.
You linemen here and there, you know. But right. Yeah, I remember he said that. Yeah,
crazy. Yep. Jimmy in Tucson, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, fellas, love the show always.
Thank you.
So for me, I hate that we have to address the color issue, and it sucks as a fan and as a human that's a part that we still have to deal with.
Right.
As far as the quick point, I think Bieniemy, he's proved his salt. He's going to get a job. I have faith in it. I have faith in what he's proven, that he's going to get a job. As far as if we have to address numbers of people of color versus white, there is an underrepresentation of black head coaches, as you guys have mentioned, and statistical relationship to population. You have an 18% population of African American in the United States.
Well, really, it's actually 13%.
Right. 13%.
And nobody's saying it should be 70%.
No, but you know what?
No, but we're not even close to that. We're at like, what, 2 or 3% right now.
Absolutely.
So even if you want to call apples,
2 out of 32.
Right.
You're right. 2 out of 32 is
right. And Jimmy, here's the other thing. If 70% of the NHL coaches were black, do you know what I'm saying? Like, you would look at it and go,
I do.
This doesn't make any sense. Like the league is all white, and if 70% of the coaches were black, you would question it. But we don't really question it.
Well, because it's a whole, because the context of the country.
Right.
It makes it too much of a buzz topic. Right. And you guys can address it. We talk about it as the love of sports. We're all a fan of sports. We all love each other as humans. It makes it better, my man.
No doubt, Jimmy. Thank you. How about Chad in the Natty? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chad?
Chad?
Hey, man, it doesn't make any sense. You got guys like Zach Taylor, 6 wins in 2 seasons. Got Joe Burrow killed with that weak offensive line.
In but Cincinnati, Jim Caldwell can't get.
Yeah, but Jim Caldwell can't get a look, even though he worked with Peyton Manning. He did a lot of positives in Detroit that Patricia couldn't do. You got guys like Les Frazier. You got guys like Pep Hamilton, who worked with Justin Herbert, had Justin Herbert balling this year. So it's just something that is a microcosm of society.
Let's be honest, if Pep Hamilton was white, he would at least been getting interviewed, right? And that's exactly, I think exactly what you said would be the reason given. Look at what he did with Justin Herbert. Really, I really think that's the case.
Right.
We can't say he's too young.
We can't say he
hadn't been around a lot. Like, what can you say?
No, he worked mirror. He put that, made that guy, into a star, right? He wasn't even supposed to play this year, Chris.
Absolutely.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It's time for our man. That's right. Rob, does this music play when y'all walk down the streets of Las Vegas?
I know, right? It should.
He's the MGM Grand Race and Sportsbook Director, our buddy Lamar Mitchell. Lamar, I got to be honest, man. I'm starting to get jealous of this little bromance that you and Rob have going
on.
My man.
Yeah, oh. Chris, you got to definitely stop by. Definitely got to stop by.
All I'm going to say is Lamar rolled out the red carpet for my 57th birthday. I enjoyed my stay at the MGM Grand, had an awesome meal on my birthday with the guys from the barbershop Sporty Cuts on 7 Mile in Detroit. We did it up. It was safe. It was fun. The staff there at the MGM, I can't, Lamar, rave more about how it's handled and the protocol and how they keep everybody doing the right thing. So I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you. Seriously. Thank you. Well, we do our best. And I hope you won a little bit of money this weekend.
I did. You know, when I first got down there, Mr. Fratto, my man down there, had some cash for me. And then I did cash a couple tickets while I was there. So it was a good weekend.
All right.
Lamar, let's get right into it. In the wild card round of the playoffs, underdogs covered 4 of the 6 games. Would you say that was a good or bad thing at the MGM Grand? And what game ended up paying off the best for you guys?
Well, when the underdogs come through, typically it's a bad weekend. It's a decent weekend because, you know, everyone's betting the favorites and the over. So when the favorites and the over don't cover, that helps us out. And the best game for us, I believe it was the Saints, and that I think, Rob, you had that.
You know I did, and Chicago couldn't kick the extra point to at least, I had 11.
Right.
It killed me.
That was a theme play right there.
You know it, and everybody was like, that's when you're like, does Vegas have something to do with this? All right, Lamar, the game that scares me the most is the Chiefs and the Browns. I think the Chiefs are going to win, but I like the 10 points because the Browns can also run the ball, hold it away from Mahomes and whatnot. So what kind of action are we seeing on this game? And
you
could you
are
see a situation?
You're on the side that everybody else is on. We have taken 2 large 6-figure bets on the Browns.
Yes,
plus
I believe
the points. Everyone's on that side.
Even the ticket count is 2-1 on the Browns, and they're betting a little bit of money on the over on this, but not much.
And the other part is, and I said this to Chris earlier, that the Chiefs haven't won by double digits since week 8.
Yeah, they definitely played down to their competition, and you don't know if they'll just be able to turn it on right after taking the last 2 weeks off. Right. So we'll see. But definitely the public is all on the Browns plus the points. You are on the side that everyone's on.
All right, sticking with that game, it's got the highest total on the board, though, at 57. Last year, the Chiefs came back from double digits down in every single round of the playoffs. How hard is it to set a total for a team like that, knowing they can score so fast?
It makes it a challenge because, like you said, they can score lightning fast. So we try to shade the total to a little bit of the over because we know the public is going to bet the over. And even if they get down, they are like the Warriors back in the day when the Warriors were scoring all those points. So it really didn't matter what the score was. They could just score lightning quick. So we do try to shade it a little bit towards the over for the betting.
Of all four games, the game of the week to me is the Bills and the Ravens. Baltimore, they've covered their last seven straight, and the Bills have covered 8 straight to finish the regular season. So which side is the Sharps leaning on in this one? That game is in Buffalo.
Believe it or not, the Sharps are on the Ravens plus the points.
I believe it. That's who I got.
Yeah, the Ravens, everybody, actually the Sharps and the Joes are on this. So this could be a big loser for us if it comes that way. But we'll see what kind of money we get back on the buyback for tomorrow's late game. But ticket count is pretty even. But the Sharps have already taken the plus 2.5, and it got down as low as plus 1.5 at one point. But we're back up at 2.5 right now.
All right, Lamar, I've read that Joe Public is betting heavy on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers tomorrow against the Rams. But a lot of the pros are taking the Rams and the points. Is that what you're seeing at the MGM?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, because the Packers are a public team. So every time the Packers are on or their favorite, people are going to bet them like it's, going out of style.
Right.
But the Sharps are definitely they've taken the 6.5. They took the 7 when it was at 7, and now we're down to 6.5. So it's going to be the Joes versus Pros game, definitely.
Yeah. All right, sticking with that game, Packers and Rams, it got the lowest over-under on the board at 45.5. How much of a difference would that number look if they weren't playing at Lambeau in the freezing temperatures?
Oh, absolutely. You probably say, well, it's hard to say with that because if they weren't playing at Lambeau with the freezing temperatures, you'd have to take into account, are they playing in a dome? And right now the Rams with Goff, he's banged up, so their offense isn't hitting all cylinders.
Right.
And that defense of the Rams is pretty tough. So you're probably looking at maybe 2 to 3 points higher on the total, but not much more than that.
All right, Lamar, here's the last one. I saw online that one better dropped $250,000 on the Saints -3 at BetMGM.
So wait a minute. Did you see the guy? Did Tom Brady show up by himself and put the $250,000 up?
No chance, baby. Where are the Sharps, though, on this one, Lamar? And do
you
expect this to be
right.
the biggest bet?
All the money is on the Bucks. And we did take a significant six-figure bet on the Saints -3. But the Joes are on the Bucks. So the big money is on the Saints, but the Joes are all on Rob's favorite quarterback, TB12.
Yes. You already know that's just a love fest. They're over, and Lamar, when he loses, they're going to say, what do you expect? He's 43 years old. What do you expect?
Lamar, I've told Rob, he can get mad at all he wants. It is a built-in excuse for Tom Brady.
That's
everything
what's happen,
he's
Lamar.
Doing now is gravy. Everything's
right.
gravy, right? He's 43.
The only problem is there's gray hair in the gravy, so it ain't that good.
Yeah, I'm laughing to make you feel good.
That's all right.
Thanks. Keep the hair out of the gravy.
Lamar, great stuff as always, brother. Have a great weekend, and we will get back with you next week.
Talk to you guys next week. Thanks for having me. Have a good weekend, my man.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, we got the Pigskin Pickoff, Rob, coming up next, where we get you guys ready for the weekend. Keep it locked right here, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Great one to end it with, Alex. Excellent. Love Earth, Wind, and Fire. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and we are about to wrap up a Funky Flashback Friday, as we always do, by getting you ready for the weekend and telling you how to make some money. All right, it is time for the Pigskin Pickoff.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is gonna make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
Yes, sir, it is the Pigskin Pickoff. Chris and Rob picking NFL playoff games against the spread, helping you to make a little bit of money. Now, I don't know if this is accurate because, again, I was not here last week, but my suggestion, America, fade the Odd Couple very hard. It was a rough
week.
We were
both 2-4, right?
Yeah. I see here it was 1-4-1 because the push game on the Bucks and the
That wound up being a push.
It was a push. So rough go for the Odd Couple. But we're only picking four games this week, so you can worse only go 0-4. I mean, again,
you always underestimate.
I mean, it was not your best.
I think I would have been 2-3-1 then.
You guys were pretty good at certain. Rob started off very hot as usual.
Hot as anything, but next year, Rob G, week one, we'll bet all five. We'll put in a pool of money because I'm 15-0 week one the last 3 years.
That's right. That's what we need. A five-team parlay.
Well,
right?
it got all messed up this year.
Yes. All right, let's go.
Because Rob,
right.
You lost the bet.
Yeah, I did. Not my fault. All right, we're picking games against the spread.
And I was 2-2-1 last week.
I'm just telling you what I got here, and again, I wasn't here. So I don't know.
I picked Indy and New Orleans.
Okay. All right. Rams and Packers. Packers 6.5-point home favorites in the freezing tundra of Lambeau Field. Rob Parker, who do you got?
I got Green Bay to win by a touchdown. I don't expect a blowout. Could they win by 10? Yes. I would be shocked if it's double digits, even though the Rams are going to have trouble scoring. They do have a decent defense, and depending on Darnold too. Donaldson, whether or not what shape he's in. If he's not in good shape, Chris, it could get ugly.
I think it's a good one. I'm going with the Rams. I think the Green Bay wins, but I'm going with the Rams and the points. I think they keep it close. I am worried about whether or not their offense has enough firepower to score. Right. But their run game is strong, and I think the Rams will make it close.
Single best individual matchup this whole weekend is not Brady Breeze. It's Jalen Ramsey and Davante Adams. If you football, that's the matchup to watch. All right, game number two, Rob's favorite game of the week, Ravens at the Bills. Bills 2.5-point home favorites. Chris, who do you like?
The shocker. I got the Ravens.
No.
This was a tough one for me to pick. There's something in me saying the Ravens are going to pull it out. I think it's going to be a good one. I won't be surprised if it's Buffalo, but I'm going with the Ravens.
I'm going with the Ravens. I'm heavy. I'm betting it in Vegas. Got my shekels down on the Ravens. I really like them. I like where they are. The Bills have had a great year, and I'm not, poo-pooing them. I just think the Ravens are playing good football.
Right on. We move on. Game number three, NFL divisional round of the Pigskin Pickoff. Chris and Rob picking NFL games against the spread. This is the tough one. This is the one Lamar Mitchell said that's very split, pros and the Joes. Chiefs 10-point home favorites against the Browns. Rob Parker, give me your official pick.
I'm taking the Browns. The Chiefs going to win the game, should win the game. I'd be shocked if they don't win the game. I'm picking the Chiefs to win, but I think because they run the football and can hold on and keep Mahomes on the side and chew up clock and limit the number of possessions, I think they'll be able to keep it close.
That makes a lot of sense because you're absolutely right. I mean, Kansas City's defense isn't stellar. It's okay. And Cleveland certainly can run the ball. But I'm still going with the Chiefs and the points. I think they are going to come out. I think they've played down to their competition a lot. But they play really well when they had to. They were up double figures on most of the playoff teams late in the game, and then like a late quarter, a touchdown would make it closer. But I got Kansas City winning by more than 10.
You see there at the end that Chris kind of just said that they're going to backdoor cover, but right. He's still going to take the 10 points. That doesn't make any sense.
All right. No, I'm saying
I know, but
teams,
you just said that they were up double digits at all these teams.
Right.
And then
that happened with Cleveland.
Exactly.
That ain't happening this time. It's happened every other game, but not this time.
It happened since week 8,
you try to poo-poo
G.
me. Watch.
All right. Okay. Game number 4. Rob Parker's Tampa Bay Bucks against Chris Broussard's New Orleans Saints. Saints 3-point home favorites.
Chris Broussard.
Chris, who do you take?
You know who I got. This is what he was brought there for. You looking at the Saints because they won the 2 games in the regular season. If you want to crown them, then crown them.
You know,
they
Chris,
are who I thought they were.
They are who we thought they were. If you want to crown them, then
crown them. And I'm going with TB12. Yes. Yes.
Rob G, you know deep down Chris is so sick. If they lose, he has to buy me a second pair of Jordans. Am I right, Rob G?
I'm going to ask Rob G a question.
You know
it
will not
be pretty. I bought Rob some Kevin Durant sneakers.
No, that doesn't count.
Not on discount. I'm not like him. I didn't wait till they were at the Nike outlet to go get them. Straight up fresh. I kind of think that should, you know, count for some Jordan.
You know what, Chris? I'm not surprised you would say that, considering I made a bet with both of you about the Lakers-Clippers playoffs, and you said that since they didn't play each other, I didn't automatically win the bet. So it's not surprising you would find a way to welch on this one as well.
I think Rob said that.
I think you guys both welched on that one.
Because it made sense.
Rob's like, you know what? I'll just pay off the bet. And Chris's like, no, on principle, we ain't paying the bet.
I said that. I said I would give you the money. I told you that.
All right. So, Rob, who are you picking in this one?
I got the Saints. I think they win by, I think they win by 14. Saints,
I thought
by 2 touchdowns.
Like 20,
nah, by 2 touchdowns. They'll be up by 7. Tom Brady will throw a pick 6 late, and that'll be the margin of victory.
Pick 6.
That's a very specific projection, Rob.
You know what?
A pick 6
that means it's garbage.
Can I say this?
We need that specific.
No lie. I remember Peyton Manning was playing the Saints in the Super Bowl. I picked the Saints by 14. They're up by 7. You remember how that game ended, right? It was a Peyton Manning pick 6. That gave him a 14-point win in the Super Bowl.
History will not repeat itself, Rob.
I'm just telling you, remember this tape.
Yeah, save this microwave take, and we will get to it. All right, it's the Odd Couple. Great week, guys. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the games, and we'll see you on Monday. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.